The following is a Glass City Communications production.
Captain's log, stardate 9814.2. We've completed the shakedown of the ship following her repairs after its trip out beyond the galactic barrier. Testing of her new systems have gone extremely well. I've been told by Mr. Elberg and Fox that the damage to her warp core and the field coils in the nacelles from the excessive energies using the experimental formula in her trip home, that the entire engineering pod and nacelles had to be replaced by one headed to the construction of another Constellation-class ship. Testing has shown that we can now safely maintain an emergency speed of warp 9.25, compared to just less than 2 years ago when we could barely achieve warp 9. We've entered the Taurus Expanse on our now resumed mapping mission, and we've just entered the Anthrax system. End log entry.
What does the system look like? Anything of interest in there?
Readings coming in now, Captain. 8 planets in total. The 3 outer ones are gas giants.
Comet catchers. That's a favorable sign. Maybe we'll find a habitable planet then.
Our probes are reaching the inner system now. We seem to have 2 planets in the habitable range. Appears the closest to us is L-class.
What's the atmosphere like?
Oxygen and argon mainly. Several trace elements.
Barely idea. But could be a good spot for a tactical base in the sector.
We'll be sure to note that in our report. Lieutenant Reed, what about the other planet?
The other is coming into range of the probe now. Looks to be type M, sir.
These planets merit closer attention. Shrun, take us to the closer of the two.
Aye, Captain. Changing course to Anthrax 5.
Adventures of the crew of the
Starship Valkyrie.
In peacetime or wartime,
its mission is the same as all of Starfleet's.
To seek out new life and new civilizations.
To preserve the peace and protect the Federation.
To brave the unknown
in man's greatest frontier.
Episode 302, The Primal Directive.
Approaching Anthrax 5, the L-type planet. There is a massive amount of moving debris in orbit. Maintaining a stable orbit will be a challenge, sir.
Warning, orbital debris in flight path.
The helm is yours, Mr. Shron. Just don't scratch the paint.
There's that look again.
It's fun to fly, look?
Don't look at me that way. We've all noticed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a rare treat today. Cosmologically speaking, before us lies a survivor.
A survivor of what, Lieutenant?
Feast your eyes on this crater.
That's got to be the size of North America on Earth. Was that from a cometary impact?
A moon.
Isn't that one of the theories on what created the asteroid belt in Earth's solar system?
Indeed. The tidal forces that are exerted alone are nearly enough to rip most planets apart. This magnificent world not only survived those, but also the impact of the moon itself. And even more impressive is that it's even maintained its atmosphere. Very rare indeed.
Timescale.
It's hard to say without more investigation. But just to hazard a guess, I'd say between 2,000 and 5,000 years ago.
So all this debris in orbit that Shrun is piloting around is part of both the moon and Anthrax 5?
Appears so, sir. Commander Shrun, can we see the other side of the planet now?
Not yet. I'm moving us into a southern orbit now.
Are you looking for something?
I thought I saw... Yes! There! We've got an artificial satellite.
How could you find that in all this clutter?
Lieutenant Reed.
Derelict, sir. Rather old and beaten. No energy readings or exotic compounds.
This world once had life forms that were reaching for the stars. I wonder if any of them made it off-world.
Maybe to the Class M world.
If we brought it aboard, we might be able to get a better idea on when this occurred as well as the tech involved.
Engineering.
Engineering. Elbrook here.
We have a satellite here for you to bring aboard and examine.
Aye, sir. I'll get an engineering team on it right away. We'll bring it into Shuttle Bay 2.
Coming into range of Anthrac 4.
Receiving no communications on any band, Captain.
Begin scanning as soon as Mr. Shrun has us in standard orbit.
Current scans reveal one supercontinent pocked with myriad of lakes and inland seas. Geologically, it appears to be stable, highly mountainous, sharp upthrust of very dense stones surrounding lush valleys. No moon, so little climate change. And we have roads.
Civilization?
It appears so, sir.
Start mapping their settlements and assessing their civilization and tech level. Still no communications?
No radio chatter at all, sir.
That's odd. Getting some indistinct energy readings. It appeared, and now it's gone.
There is extensive farming being done in some of the valleys. The natives are humanoid. For the most part, they're using a system of caves as holds. Some explosive use for mining is in evidence. Due to the composition of the rock, the extent of the population is unclear.
There's that odd reading again. Isolating it. It's gone. But I have narrowed it down to a valley surrounded by steep rock formations.
Put that area on the upper viewer, Travis. That area looks like an isolated valley. Low population. They seem to be living in huts, rather than the cave settlements favored by much of the rest of the population.
I wonder why the difference in the cultures. Are there caves in that area, too?
Several cave openings about half a kilometer from the village. However, there doesn't seem to be any of the same activity near the opening that we've witnessed in most of the other settlements. Maybe this system of caves isn't as extensive, but the sensors are nearly useless due to the dense rock composition.
Keep monitoring them.
Captain, that odd reading was back. Same interval as before. It was coming from a cave near the village we have been monitoring.
Could it be naturally occurring?
Not at those modulations and exact intervals. The natives shouldn't have access to the tech required to produce that kind of reading.
We're going to have to investigate this. Andrew, I'm going to have you remain up here and coordinate the mission, including the mapping of the system. Mr. Swanson and Reed will lead this landing party. I want you both to keep a low profile and be as stealthy as possible. Take a minimal party. I don't want any issues regarding the Prime Directive, gentlemen.
Personal log. Lieutenant Swanson recording. Lieutenant Reed and Ensign Pickler from Sciences, and Ensign Gomez and myself from Security, have beamed down to the surface. It was decided that we should wait until after the next energy burst from the cave before we enter. Gomez has been placing scanners both near the cave entrance and near the village. As big as a brute of a man he was, he's surprisingly quiet and blends into the terrain well. No one has been sighted coming or going to the cave. We're trying to remain covert while assessing the native population. We had to ask the captain to send us some visuals on other native population centers, and the differences are very striking. In most settlements, there is the normal mix of men, women, and children of all ages. However, here, it's quite different. We've observed a handful of children, all below the ages of 10. A couple of very old men, and the rest are all women. Visibly, their ages range from 20 to 30. In most societies, only the truly pampered maintain the kind of beauty we're witnessing here. As is the case, inconsistencies like this are so striking.
Yes, in the fields. After she attached the plow to this triceratops-like creature, she started goading it to till the fields, and still walking around like some kind of model.
Why all the women here are tall, thin, and utterly gorgeous is beyond me. I wish we can get a DNA sample for Dr. Ravenwood to check it out. Maybe these people are all distant relatives, genetically speaking.
A different subspecies? I guess that's possible. This is a closed valley, after all.
A question for another team to answer if Starfleet sees fit. We need to get moving towards the cave and meet back up with Ensign Gomez. Still quiet here?
Yes, sir. No one's entered or been seen here in the last 6 hours.
Okay, if the pattern holds true, should be going off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From this vantage point, the pulse revealed a series of tunnels. No sign of any radiation or biochemical signatures coming from the caves. Let's move in.
Well, there goes the Prime Directive.
Greetings, kind sirs. Please excuse my shock at seeing you. It has been many years since outsiders have come into our valley. Has the pass been cleared?
No, this is still a closed valley.
Ah, so sad. But where are my manners? Welcome to Baizan. I am the priestess Vonor. I lead this community. Come, we shall throw a feast tonight to celebrate your arrival. There will be much rejoicing in your honor. I will take you to my hut for you to rest in while we prepare.
Needless to say, I am not pleased, gentlemen. I was hoping to avoid the natives totally. I was a bit upset when Mr. Miller informed me of your report. Now Starfleet will pose all kinds of questions. You are to keep our technology under wraps. Let's not exacerbate this situation.
At least the native population seemed quite happy and most welcoming.
You two are to try and keep them that way. Stanfield out.
Okay, we've heard the captain. We need to keep the population happy. Let's try to collect as much info as we can without telling them too much. Plus, we still need to find out what's causing those readings.
Are you gentlemen ready for the feast? Please excuse them. It's been a few years since we've had any visitors, men, in our valley.
We noticed there weren't many men. Is that normal here?
Very abnormal and very tragic. This valley was once full of men. Even then, it hardly seemed to be enough, since the women far outlived the men. Now, the only men are the very young or the very old.
What happened to the others?
In good times, we would send out traders to the other villages. In bad times, they would come and raid our lands. During one bad season, raiders from Futuk, our neighbors to the west, came into the valley. It was rarely more than stealing supplies, but this time they raided and killed a number of us before we drove them out. The villagers were irate and wanted vengeance. I counseled against it, but the men were insistent. After they were gone for a day, the ground began to shake.
Ah, an earthquake.
Oh, You've experienced the shaking before? We were all very scared.
Yes, they'll occasionally happen on even stable planets. Hey, why did you elbow me?
The Prime Directive.
After the shaking, our one and only pass into the valley was completely blocked.
How long ago was that?
13 summers ago. We're extremely happy to see you. But we must ask, how did you come to be here?
Well, how to answer? We come from a faraway village, a little more advanced than here. Please understand we do not mean any offense. But we live by a code that we call the Prime Directive. It means we cannot interfere with your culture. Our method of arrival may just do that.
So, basically, your town leaders want to keep new methods of doing things for themselves, only giving that information to those it trusts and is allied with?
Something like that.
So we can expect no assistance from you.
We're grateful for the feast. It depends on what kind of assistance you need and how long the job may take. We came to investigate a strange energy source, and then we must leave.
We have various things that require the strength of a man, which have gone undone for some time. But what we really need is for the pass to be reopened. If you have any way of doing that, we'd be eternally in your debt.
I can help the villagers.
That is most gracious of you. Naomi, please show this wonderful man some of the jobs we just cannot do.
Of course. Will you follow me? I'll take you over there.
After seeing the look in her eye, I'm not sure that was a wise decision. But I've never met a man who'd object. I noticed when we first met, you seemed as surprised to see me as I was to see you. The energy source you mentioned, was that in the cave?
Yes, it is. Is the cave significant to your people?
Yes, we used to live in the cave. This valley isn't prone to the storms that seem to occur elsewhere, so our parents decided to build near the lake. I believe it's the only thing keeping us going these last few years.
May we investigate this cave?
Please feel free.
Ensign Pickler, after the next event, enter the cave. Use comm relays and keep an open channel and pass your readings on to Valkyrie.
Aye, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Reed, shall we have a look at the pass? Priestess, could you get someone to show us there?
I will take you there myself.
Thank you so much for your help, Gomez.
Glad I could help. Feels good to use my strength for something that'll help benefit your community. What's next?
In here.
Well, hello, ladies. How can I assist you?
Well, you see, it's been quite a while for all of us. Some have never...
You see, I really shouldn't. Why not?
According to the tricorder readings, a number of phaser blasts would clear the pass. I would like to see the other side first, to be sure. I would like to help, but I'm not sure the captain would allow it.
It's the right thing to do. He did say to keep the natives happy.
Well, this village won't survive much longer. A few generations at best. There's just not enough genetic stock.
So we should just do it and worry later? Swanson here.
Lieutenant,
We just lost communication with Ensign Pickler. He reported a device of alien origin in the cave. When he tried to scan it, we lost contact and an unscheduled energy event occurred.
Understood, Commander. Swanson out. Travis!
Venor, we need to quickly get back to the village. We lost contact with Ensign Pickler.
That's terrible. This way.
We need to go in and look for Pickler.
Please, let us. We're far more familiar with the cave.
Venor!
What is it, child? And where are the rest of your clothes?
It's Gomez. He's broken.
Broken?
Come! Hurry!
I can see what you were doing.
He isn't dead yet, but this reading makes no sense. The doctor would know better.
Valkyrie, medical emergency. Beam Ensign Gomez and myself directly to sickbay.
Locked on, Lieutenant. Energizing.
My, I see your people are advanced. I hope this will not affect your willingness to help us.
Get him on the biobed now. These readings are very odd. He's in a coma, apparently reaction to something. His neurotransmitters are all off the scale. What was he doing?
We believe he was over engaging in coitus.
Well, that would explain the lack of uniform. Transporter room.
Transporter room 2. Fox here.
Did anything odd trip the biofilters?
No, Doctor. All readings show clear.
Thank you. What about food or drink?
We scanned everything at the feast. It all registered as edible. Here's my tricorder. All the data is still in it.
Nothing here. Get on that table. I'm going to scan you. Your readings are also off, but nowhere near as much as Gomez's. Your adrenaline, dopamine, and serotonin levels are way up, and your testosterone levels are through the roof.
All chemicals associated with the brain's idea of love. I don't feel any different than normal.
This is a neuroinhibitor. Your body should return to normal soon. If Gomez's brain chemistry was likewise affected, then the increases in brain activity during sex, that might explain the reading. Let me try my paradoxinol. If I'm right, that should have a favorable result.
We found your Pickler. He's dead.
Thank you for recovering him. I'm sure our doctor will want to examine him.
Captain, Commander.
How's the patient?
Good. He should stabilize and come out of the coma on his own. Could this be an effect of the alien object?
It's possible. Or it could simply be a reaction to the atmosphere in some way that humans are susceptible to. We were looking for an energy signal. Bioeffects were not something we were scanning for.
Doctor, did you learn anything from Ensign Pickler's corpse?
I'm running tests now.
Wow! That shot is kicking in. I must have been more affected than I thought.
No doubt. You weren't really in control before. In the state you were in, a beautiful lady could have asked for the moon and you would have tried to give it to her.
Oh no! Swanson! Lieutenant Swanson, come in!
Swanson, come in!
He's not answering. That's not a good sign.
Captain, I need to get back down there. Before this happened, we were going to open the pass without asking you. Simply because we were asked to. by the women of the village. If his mental faculties were likewise affected...
Doctor?
Actually, with the neuroinhibitors I gave him, he's the best one to go. Here, take this hypospray for Swanson.
Go.
Back down, Lieutenant.
Yes, Lieutenant. I need to get to Swanson in a hurry.
I just beamed him to the other side of the pass.
Beam me to his coordinates. Hopefully I'm not too late. Michael, why didn't you answer your communicator?
I may have been mid-transport. Sorry. I was just looking at the side before I started clearing.
Wait, let me give you this first.
What was that?
A counteragent. There's something about the valley or planet that messes with our brains. The doctor feels we weren't in control, and I agree. There's no way we should open up this pass without the captain's approval.
Well, since we're over here, we might as well scan this side of the pass. After looking things over, it looks like this rock slide is not naturally occurring.
See there? It looks like remnants of series of drill holes. If explosives were stuffed in them, the whole side of the cliff would have been sheared off, leaving all this rubble in the pass. Is the other side similar?
It's not as distinct. However, the shape is almost the same over there. Didn't Venor state it was an earthquake that caused this pass to be blocked?
Between the explosions going off and the tons of rock falling into the pass, it would seem like an earthquake. What a racket! What was that?
Look at that beast charging us! We must be in its territory!
No, look! It's got a rider. Just what we need, a clash with more natives.
He appears to be waving his arms wildly at us. I hope the stun setting will work to slow that beast down if it becomes necessary.
Welcome to the bridge, Doctor.
I have the results from the autopsy of Ensign Picklet.
What did you find, Doctor?
Noting the spikes in biochemicals and general brain activity in Reed and Gomez, I scanned for residual amounts in Pickler. What I found were readings well below normal.
Below normal for a corpse?
Even for a corpse.
What would account for that, Doctor?
Unless he was having the opposite reaction than the others, I would guess it was something in the cave.
What was the cause of death, Doctor?
Cause of death was blunt force trauma to the back of his head.
Murder?
Either that or when the energy burst triggered, he fell. If the event has anything to do with his low reading, he more than likely would have fallen. Since the villagers recovered the body, we just don't know.
Either way, we need more information.
Stay away from the Valley of the Evil Witches.
Witches? Can you explain that?
My apologies. I can see you're not from these parts. We got issues with the young men of the Holdfasts around here. They think the elders are keeping those women for themselves, or that they'd be kings on the other side of the pass and attempt to climb over. A lot of foolishness goes through young men's minds. You aren't going to try, are you?
To climb over? No. We wouldn't climb.
Good. Maybe you're some young men with some brains.
We noticed that this blockage doesn't appear to be natural.
Damn straight it's not. Took us nearly half a year to get the explosives in place.
Why?
This farden rock is hard to work, sonny. Thought you boys had brains.
He meant, why did you seal the valley?
How far did you boys come from? To not hear about the women of Rock Toe?
Very far, sir.
Well, then, I'll tell you. My wife's always said I like nothing more than to hear myself talk anyway. Well, a few years before I was born, the decision was made to expand into that valley. It was full of game, fish, tillable land. Well, after a number of years, the next generation came up, mostly women. They were fine looking. I was a teenager back then. Now, they'd come around with the trading teams. My own wife is from that valley, and she is still a looker. Now, my brother decided to go there to live. The tales he would tell even shocked me. When they'd send out more trading groups, they were mostly women. Well, that's when we started hearing of a new goddess being worshipped in Rock Toe. That's why men would choose to settle down there. Now, the elders from all around this area started communicating with each other. So we started sending women into the valley. But even some of them didn't want to leave. Until we decided to finally act and close off that valley for good.
So it wasn't just your community, it was a group effort.
That's right. It took years to convince some of the more remote elders. Too far and long, if you ask me. We did it, though, to save lives. And in such a way as to let the more squeamish elders have their peace of mind. I was all for wiping out everyone in that valley after the death of my son to those witches. What was that?
A device to tell time. We need to be going now. Thank you for your warnings about the valley. We will make sure others from our area know of this story. He didn't trust us. He might sit there for a good long while just to make sure we don't try and climb over. Swanson here.
I was beginning to think we'd have to send a rescue mission, Lieutenant.
Sorry, Captain. We were talking to a native from the other side of the pass.
More problems with Prime Directive?
No, sir. He thought we were natives and warned us away from the valley. Apparently, even the natives here have issues with the valley, and they blocked it. And Captain? While we were talking to him, I did a scan of him. Covertly, of course. Sending that data up to you for the doctor now, sir.
The doctor and I would like more information about where Ensign Pickler's body was found. There might be a cause for concern about foul play.
The doctor was right about not being in control. I can't believe any of us didn't investigate further.
These readings indicate that the native males, although they too would be susceptible, it would take a period of years, not hours.
Doctor, the priestess mentioned a faster mortality rate among the men. Then this native mentioned the same thing, but only in the valley.
This is looking less like a possible murder and more like a product of whatever alien device is in the cave.
We need to head back there now. Captain, we'll need to be beamed over there.
We'll beam you over there, and I'm going to have the doctor and Mr. Elbert meet you at the cave. Valkyrie out.
Travis, we need to find out just where the ensign's corpse was found.
You've returned. Naomi is so worried about Gomez. Is he okay?
He'll recover in time.
And the pass?
Your neighbors don't like you very much. They conspired to close this valley off.
What? They blocked the pass? Why would they do such a thing?
They claimed it was to save lives.
You mentioned that men don't live as long as women. How old are the remaining men here?
The oldest is nearing 50.
And how long do the women live?
Well, all of our parents have died.
But since then, no women have died of old age?
No.
That is not true for the rest of the world. Your very nature tempts men to come into the valley and die quickly.
We believe it had something to do with whatever is causing that energy surge in the cave.
This makes no sense. Men have always died young.
Where was Ensign Pickler's body found?
In the altar room.
Then that's where we'll find our answers.
Wait for me. I'm going to come with you.
This is our doctor, Anne Ravenwood, and our chief engineer, Elberg.
Here's your hypo back, doctor. Did you take an inhibitor?
If I'm correct, I shouldn't need it, and I'm monitoring Paul.
The sensor you stuck in my neck? Is that what this is for? Treating me like a portable science station?
Hush up, you big baby. I'm wearing one, too. I can give you the inhibitor when necessary.
Here is the altar room. Your ensign was behind the altar here.
Don't use your scanner yet, Doctor. That could have triggered the device.
This is the same tech.
Same as what?
The satellite we picked up at Anthrac 5.
It almost reminds me of sickbay. A table and a console. Its surface is like a biobed.
Here is an access port. Lucky we found the debris in orbit or we would have missed it.
What are you doing to the altar?
We are trying to figure out what this device you call an altar is made for.
While they work on it, could you explain exactly what is done in your worship?
If I can remove this panel, yes. Here's a working display.
They must have built them well to keep them functioning after so long. Does it look like any other writing system you've seen before?
No.
Not to me either.
Okay, the idea of worship came about slowly after the last of the old generation, the original settlers, passed away. It seems likely that the modulation and resonance of energy spikes caused the euphoric sensations.
Okay, but would that cause men to age prematurely? And what about the obvious beauty of the women here?
For that, we'd need to understand what this device does.
Well, I can't tell you without scanning it. Do the Earth get going off again?
I think we need to, Doctor.
The villagers willing to expose themselves to it. The state that Pickler must have been in may have caused his situation. Elberg, you haven't been exposed long enough, and you two are on enough neuro inhibitors that you shouldn't even be able to walk and talk at the same time. I doubt I will be affected, though.
Are you sure? All right, then. Beginning scans. Tracing the circuits. No power source. Wait. It collects energy.
Bioenergy. Neuro input and output. Different from expected, but it doesn't conform to the natives either.
We do know that there was life on Anthrac 5, and that this device is apparently from there. We're all familiar with civilizations that have retrograded. Which one would expect after a catastrophe of that magnitude? There was a thought that these were the surviving descendants, but I'm doubtful of that idea now.
I agree.
This device is doing the best it can to keep itself supplied with energy, but it's so far from what it needs to operate that it can't even power up all its circuits.
The brain chemistry of the other race must have been significantly different. My guess is based on the idea that this was a medical scanning unit.
I think I just triggered it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Doctor! Are you okay?
Wow, let me gather myself.
We have never had that kind of experience before.
Are you guys okay?
Even with the neuroinhibitors, I felt it. Paul got hit the worst, since he didn't have any.
He'll be fine in a second. Collected a lot of good data, though.
I'm an engineer, not a lab rat.
I can see why it was worship. I have got to get one of those. That is if we can find a way around the side effects, shortening men's life expectancy and causing sterility in women.
What is sterility?
It's when you...
Michael. Benor. Lieutenant Swanson informed me that you had children in the valley.
Oh yes, we have 5. But with no men here, there is no chance of having any more. But I do love children.
Have you had one of your own?
No, and they're very rare now.
For some people, yes. Others have a child every year or two.
Really? That must be nice.
When you were young, there were lots of children, wasn't there?
Actually, now that I think about it, yes.
But as your parents got past childbearing age, fewer and fewer children?
Yes.
Some people are what we call sterile. They can't have any children no matter how hard they try. There are some things that'll cause a woman to become sterile. It causes changes in the babies, making them more attractive, live longer, and sterile.
Wait. You mean...
I think she needs a few minutes to assimilate that.
If anyone's interested, I found a log.
Let's see it.
It's a text log, and a rather long one. They knew the moon was going to crash into their planet. They also knew of this planet, but the atmosphere wasn't to their liking. Most of the resources went into making a colony ship, but a few of the scientists thought that their answers lay on this planet. A large number of experiments were tried, and this was a medical study station. It was used to evaluate different effects on the native population. All tests had negative effects on the biosphere, the natives or both. So they gave up and left. Seems like they just left this device here.
A moral bunch. Most civilizations in that kind of dilemma would have just ignored the natives.
So all of this is just a byproduct of the aliens going off and leaving their machine on.
I figured out how to turn it off. Should I?
Yes, it's causing sterility.
But it's not our call to make. That would interfere with their religion. We've already broken the Prime Directive and interfered with the people of this valley. We do not need to upset them even more.
At the feast, Beaner did say that their worship was the only thing keeping their community going.
If we turned it off, we could open a pass to allow the men back in. That would make the women here happy.
And those men, seeing the pass was reopened, would possibly come into the valley and slaughter all those here. Where would it end? No. Continuing to break the Prime Directive would just lead to more and more problems that we'd be responsible for.
We should leave then. We've accomplished what we are sent here to do. To find the source of the strange energy pulses. We now also have the logs and an idea of how their technology worked. It's different enough from ours to keep our scientists pondering for years to come. And Doctor, they now know this device causes problems. Let them decide.
Are you done with your report?
Yes, finally. Starfleet demands so much information when the Prime Directive is involved.
I'm headed for the gym if you're off duty now. How about that game of tennis you've been asking me about? You have to go easy on me, though. I'm not very good.
How about a rain check, Gina? I just want to relax. It's been a long day for me. Home, sweet home. Okay, almost back to normal. I have got to get me one of those.
You've been listening to Star Trek Valkyrie. Episode 302, The Primal Directive. Starring Jerry Stanford as Captain Edward Stanfield, Michael Lieben as Commander Andrew Miller, Toby Kirkman as Lieutenant Commander Shrun, Michael Studeberg as Chief Engineer Paul Elberg, Dean Rogers as Lieutenant Michael Swanson, Jacob Stanford as Lieutenant Travis Reed, Bring Stanford as Lieutenant Gina Bellamy, Alexis Waters as Dr. Anne Ravenwood, John Kwan Yun as Lieutenant Stephen Fox, and Andrea Collenberg as Valkyrie's computer voice. Guest starring Irene Waits as Priestess Venor, Bill McKenzie as Ensign Pickler, Terry Self as Ensign Gomez, Darren Marlar as Reshtark, Marcy Cecilia as Naomi, and Tina Anderson as Pator. Music by Jerry Goldsmith,
Mark McKenzie, David Bell, John Debney, Paul Belargeron,
Velton Ray Bunch, Ron Jones, Dennis McCarthy, and Jay Chataway. Audio play by Toby Kerfman. Audio mix by Jerry Stanford. Original theme music for Valkyrie by Jesse Richardson. Star Trek Valkyrie is based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek is a registered trademark of Paramount and CBS, all rights reserved. Star Trek Valkyrie is not affiliated with Paramount, CBS, or any other Star Trek rights holders. No copyright infringement is intended. Star Trek Valkyrie is a production of Glass City Communications. Executive producer is Jerry Stanford. Visual arts director for Valkyrie is Video Space FX. Stay tuned for our next episode, available for free download at StarTrekValkyrie.com and available on YouTube, youtube.com/user/ValkyrieNCC2590. And also look for us on iTunes. Stay tuned for our next episode, Canrecians, coming soon.